Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
We're pleased to welcome as our guest Warwick State Representative and Chairman of the Rhode Island Democratic Party, Joseph McNamara. Thank you for joining us, Joe.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
There are new calls for an in-depth investigation of Rhode Island's misadventure with failed video game maker 38 Studios. This follows a Channel 12 report on how state lawyers say that former House Speaker Gordon Fox orchestrated the deal. The lawyers also say Fox's talks with 38 Studios preceded what had been thought to be the state's first expression of interest in the company. Chairman McNamara, many Rhode Islanders feel like we haven't gotten the real story of what happened with 38 Studios. Are you satisfied that we have all the answers on it?
I have the highest confidence in our state police, the attorney general, and the FBI, and believe if an investigation is warranted, that they are the best agencies to accomplish that task.
Well, what if the possibility is that a law was not broken, but there was something less than kosher about the political process that led to 38 Studios? The state took a very unvarnished look at the credit union crisis that happened back in 1991. Wouldn't it be good for the citizens of Rhode Island to have an in-depth look at how 38 Studios came about?
I think that we had a Senate commission that looked at that, and I would welcome an investigation by the Attorney General and believe that that is probably the proper place to do that. The Rhode Island House of Representatives is not exactly well-versed in investigations of this nature, especially anything relating to a criminal investigation. So the state police and certainly the FBI would be the proper agencies.
Let's go to Maureen here. Maureen, do you think it would be in the public interest for there to be a thorough review of how 38 Studios came about?
Certainly, I think it would be in the public interest to have a thorough review. I'm not so sure about subpoenas and going down that road. The thing I want to underscore is I think the fix was in. I think Gordon Fox knew about this. The bottom line here is I really believe that the governor, the president of my university, Alan Hassenfeld, they all basically thought it was a good idea. I mean, there wasn't anything nefarious in terms of crafting this deal. It may have been imprudent. And in fact, if it had gone right, and if we had a tech section there, we'd all be telling funny stories about how they massaged the system to get the money so that we'd have this big industrial boom. So my take, I'm of two minds of this for those reasons.
Scott, until now, Republican Governor Don Carcieri had been seen as one of the prime architects of 38 Studios. If the state lawyers are correct that Gordon Fox was really the one who initiated 38 Studios, what will it mean for Rhode Island Democrats?
I don't think it means a whole lot now. First of all, if any investigation was done, it should have been done 3 years ago. We're late at this point. I think Governor Chafee did the best thing he could in filing the lawsuit. We're now getting, I wish we'd actually listened to Link Chafee at the time, but we didn't. And that's the way it is. And I blame Carcieri and, of course, Fox. And I think it's unfortunate. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think a lot of Rhode Islanders echo the sentiment that Maureen just mentioned, that they think the fix was in.
House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello now says it's more likely the House will not take up a Providence Stadium proposal until the next formal legislative session starts in January. Meanwhile, Governor Raimondo's office says a stadium deal is far from complete and many hurdles still have to be crossed. Let's start with Scott here. Why do you think the process seems to be slowing down on a new home for the Paw Sox? Is it due to public opposition?
I think probably that's some of that. And I also think that every time there's more bad publicity about 38 Studios, it casts yet another shadow on this project. It shouldn't. It's not fair. And I wish that people in the process would take a deep breath and just wait till we see something concrete before they start reacting willy-nilly. I do think there's going to be opposition to this from Pawtucket and from people who don't want a stadium there or any subsidies at all. You're going to find that. But I wish people would just actually let the negotiations flourish and see what happens.
Joseph McNamara, we don't have the details right now on a revised stadium proposal, but do you support the general idea of a baseball stadium in Providence, and why or why not?
The former proposal was a horrible proposal that the majority of representatives that I've spoken with are opposed to. I think any proposal that comes forward would have to be revenue neutral And also, Providence would have to benefit from it. And thirdly, it would have to have support from the community. That is where the Poor Sox have failed. There is very little support out in the streets for this project because of the introduction of a horrible deal to the state.
Maureen, why do we see this contrast where Speaker Mattiello has continually seemed to like the idea of a Providence stadium, yet the governor's office is kind of saying, wait, hold on, there's still a long way to go here?
Because I think they're of a different mind. I think the governor seems to be tepid about this, where we know that Speaker Mattiello is very favorable toward it. And I also think that he was prudent to do this because to call a special session, especially, it's not only just about the deal. Right. It's about the land runoff. It's about the location. And I mean, to have those things unresolved, the park and what they're going to do about reconfiguring the runoff, would sink the deal, because that's where the opposition is going to come in. So I think he knows his body. He knows his representatives. He understands the issue. And I'd love to be a fly in the wall between the discussions of him and the governor about what she gets if he gets his stadium.
Well, speaking of the former highway land, the I-195 District Commission this week chose an experienced real estate investor, Peter McNally, as its new executive director. McNally spent a decade at a global real estate investment firm, but he was hired during a closed meeting of the I-195 Commission, and he was apparently the only candidate. Maureen, do you find anything less than wonderful about this process?
Look, I think the issue with the 195 Commission was time. We know that there were a lot of complaints that they weren't moving fast enough. There might have been reasons for that, but this is the new governor, and I don't think this is a big deal in the sense that this person is eminently qualified. And the critical factor now is we have to move along with this. So I support the appointment. It isn't exactly the way it should be. But, you know, sometimes in state government, you have to push a little. It's not like the private sector, but it pulls you back. So I support this appointment. And I don't think the idea that there wasn't more investigation was a critical part of this.
Scott, is this some real politique by Governor Raimondo to put in some pretty experienced high-level players as the chairman and executive director of the I-195 Commission?
Obviously, she wants to take control of this commission. She's made that very clear from the start. And this, I think, is what the Raimondo administration has done. They didn't do the intergalactic search and then pick one of our buddies. They just pick one of our buddies without the usual intergalactic search.
Joseph McNamara, what are your thoughts on how the outlook is to actually develop on the potential of the I-195 land? Do you think we're really going to see this turn into a fertile source of economic development for Providence and Rhode Island?
It's a huge opportunity for Rhode Island to have this 20-acre undeveloped site in a mature city. I believe the tax stabilization plan was an important element that hasn't been present with the commission.
The plan passed by the city of Providence.
That is correct. And we are going to see this development progress much quicker than it has in the past.
All right, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us on Political Roundtable. Scott.
Great to be here.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And State Democratic Chairman Joseph McNamara.
Thank you very much.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at rapr.org.
Major funding for Political Roundtable is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.